This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So Sidney Crosby says, last night we lose 4-1. We the Pittsburgh Penguins, he says. And it just kind of wasn't our night. People sort of figured us out a little bit.
We're going to see that a lot. You know, I think that's the first team or the last that's going to try to be physical. And, you know, we had, you know, times where we were able to, you know, get some good hits in too. I mean, that's hockey. But, you know, I think just making sure that we play the same way and finish our, you know, our hits when we get the chance. But we don't need to change anything if that happens.
Okay, taking early penalties didn't help, albeit the Bruins' power play went 0-for-4. The Penguins couldn't, again, muster any sort of continuity between that and between, as Sid touched on right there, Boston taking the physicality to the Penguins. I thought that was the first in a long time that we've seen a team kind of bully and beat up the Penguins. I'm not too worried about it right now. I'm really not. I think when Justin Schultz comes back, it'll help move that puck, and you can't be as heavy on the forecheck. And Boston was just heavy on the forecheck because they knew they could get to the Pens defenseman. They knew they could cause some trouble. But they came in with a tactic, guys, and they carried it out. Game plan worked.
And they were coming in trying to prove themselves too, because they looked so terrible Tuesday night, Boston did, and getting shut out by Columbus. So they were challenging themselves. Their coach was challenging them. Everybody was trying to remind them, hey, we can still do this. We can still go out and play with the big boys. And that's exactly what they did. They took the game to the Penguins.
But they didn't want to play a hitting game going into it. They lulled them and pulled them into a Bruins game.
There's a bunch of things that come out of last night's game, I think. Yes, the physicality is a part of it. Sid mentioning it there. Sully tried to play it off post-game, but Zach Aston-Reese mentioned it as well and said, hey, maybe next time we see these guys, we got to just take it to them right away. Maybe somebody needs to drop the mitts early and calm things down and get us to refocus. But then there is a point about penalties early and not being able to use your entire bench the way you want to, which Sully talked about post-game. And I do think last night, especially coming down off 7 goals against Minnesota, the way they dominated the Wild, Sid looking the way he did, Gino looking the way he did, that there was a little bit of a letdown, a little bit of an exhale of, oh, all right, Sid's back. Now we can just kind of go out and play hockey. And there wasn't the same intensity that the Bruins came with.
Jim, I'll tell you, it felt like a playoff atmosphere in watching the game, in so much as this. Obviously, the skill level was very high, and you have two very good teams. But it seemed like after every single whistle, they were separating people. You heard multiple whistles. The linesmen were flying in, pulling people apart. You have that
borderline
dance.
Hits.
Yeah, you have that dance that they play where this guy on the outside's holding on to this guy so they don't get involved with the true combatants. Just let them kind of go. There was a lot of clutching and grabbing and sort of nonsense after the whistle, and it felt like a playoff game.
You know, I grew up watching the Boston Bruins. I've never seen them play like that ever. Ha ha.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's just the way they play. I'm not going to get, you know, the only trend that I'm looking at here is that all of a sudden Tristan Jarry is allowing 3 goals a game. There's that.
Two of those are deflected.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not going to worry about
it. I know, but
really,
it's just coincidental or whatever. And the other thing is that where's Tuukka Rask when you need him? He's got a concussion. And so who do we have to face again? Halak.
Old 2010 right? Halak.
Like, yeah, I mean, it's like he's closing out the arena all over again. But that sequence at the end of the second period was ridiculous. I'm not going to get real carried away about a Friday, you know, a Thursday night game in Boston here.
I think there is something true, though.
But
something true is this. If they come back on Sunday in this building and give that same effort and thump the Penguins and give the physicality to the Penguins, then you got to worry. In tonight's game, who even cares, really? But if they look at the Bruins and the Bruins are able to come in here and do that, then it's more than just a one-off.
Yes. No, you're right about that.
Well, also because they've won 5 in a row at home against the Bruins. There's this weird home-and-home thing going on right now. The Pens haven't won in Boston since before that 2011 conference final. So whatever it is that's causing this, I do think there is also the practical application going forward of other teams looking at that. This is still a way you can try and get the Penguins off their game. You can still try to out-physical them. You can still try and muscle them off the puck in the corners. And from time to time, it's going to get them out of what they do best, which is just play hockey.
I know that neither one of them is a hitter. Neither one of them is kind of a grit guy. But I want to see the Penguins. I want to see the Penguins judged when Dumoulin and Schultz are back. Again, to move that puck, to push that puck, to get it out, and then Boston is not able to play as heavy on the forecheck. They're just not, especially because Schultz will dance right through the zone, and Dumoulin is a guy that is the most ultra-responsible guy that you have. He just doesn't make mistakes, and he's not going to be hurried into mistakes.
It gets you quality puck-moving defensemen on all three pairings,
yes,
then, because you've got Letang on one, Schultz on the other, and you can play Marino on the third if you want.
So I don't think... Don't judge yet, Jimmy.
No, Boston's got only Washington has more points in the Eastern Conference than Boston does. St. Louis has the same amount of points, and then the Penguins are fourth.
It feels to me, though, if they were to play Boston in a playoff series and it started today, Jarry would have to undeniably steal one or two games.
A couple of them, yeah.
He would have to be the best player on the ice for at least a game or two.
It's something about that building going back to that Eastern Conference final series. They just cannot get their off. And so many dynamics have changed over the years, other than Crosby, Malkin, and Letang, that I'm not sure what it is, but they cannot get their offense on track in that building.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.